Shalom! Holy Scriptures and Israel is a ministry designed to share with the Jewish people the good news of the Lord Jesus Yeshua the Messiah and to instruct Christians on the Jewish roots of their faith. And now, teaching God's Word from a Hebrew Messianic perspective, here is Gideon Levitam.
In the meanwhile, his disciples prayed him, saying, Master, eat. Rabbi, tochal. Rabbi, eat. They called him Rabbi in Hebrew. You are our teacher, they called him. In chapter 6 and verse 25 also we read, And when they found him on the other side of the sea, they said unto him, Rabbi, when camest thou hither? Rabbi, teacher, when did you arrive to here? It is fascinating how throughout the Gospel of John we read of him as the rabbi, as the teacher. In chapter 9, the blind man Jesus answered and said, we read of the blind man, and the disciple asked the Lord Yeshua, they said to him, Master. That's the word rabbi. Rabbi, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? They want him to teach them. Why is that he is in such condition as a blind man? In chapter 11 of the Gospel of John, we read in verse 8, the disciples said unto him, Rabbi, Master, the Jews of late sought to stone thee, and goest thou hither again? Rabbi, the Jewish leaders did not agree with you, and they were going to stone you. Are you going to go there to the city of Jerusalem? Are you going to do so? But they called him Rabbi. And so how beautiful, as we go back to chapter 1 and verse 38, as they ask him, Rabbi, where do you dwell? Why would somebody want to ask him, where do you dwell? Because they wanted to know, where does he live? Because they wanted to follow after him and hear what he has to say. And how beautiful it is when the Lord is responding to them in the next verses. But he asked them, what do you want? Whom do you seek? What do you want from me? And they said, where do you live? Why do you ask him, where do you live? Because they wanted to go to be with him and sit under his feet and learn from him. Do you want to learn from him? Do you remember how Miriam sat at his feet, listening to the advice, to the counsel, to the word of the Lord, to the word of Yeshua the Messiah, this rabbi, this rabbi, this master? This is the rabbi of rabbis, who knew the God, who taught the word of God to his followers in the days of his life, in the days of his flesh here upon the face of this earth. And notice how beautiful, in the next verses, we read that the Lord is inviting them, and he says, come and see. Come and see. In Hebrew it says, bo'u, u'u. Come and see. Come and see is found in Scripture many, many, many times, beloved brothers and sisters. Come and see is an invitation of the Lord. Come, bo'u, u'u, and see. Come and see where I live. Why? Because when one see where he lives and where he is and what he does, he or she are getting attracted to this person. And you remember what we read in the Scripture, how the kind of a life our Lord Yeshua the Messiah have lived. You remember we read of him that he lived simple. He lived in such a way that no one in humility, in simplicity. He was the one of whom we read that simple life that he lived was an attraction to all. Beloved brothers and sisters. It says, the foxes have holes, and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. We read in Matthew chapter 8 and verse 20, he declared this for himself. In other words, here in this world, while he was the creator of all things, he had really nowhere to lay his head. He was living, you might say, in the midst of his own, those who loved him, those who furnished for him a place to be. He was here in his creation. He lived, you might say, in dependence of God and the provision of those who loved him. And so we read, come and see. Come and see. And notice what these beloved brothers and sisters, they came and they saw where he dwelt. And they abode with him that day, for it was about the 10th hour. It's getting to be evening. You remember in Israel, the days began at evening. And from even to even, ye shall celebrate your Shabbat, Leviticus 23 and verse 32. And so the days began at the evening. The day was the end of the day. And then we see they came and they dwelt with him that day. And when we say dwelt with him that day, they remain with him overnight and they enjoy his presence. And they ended up to be so much attracted to the Lord Jesus himself. We read, now in the next verses, beloved brothers and sisters and dear friend, we saw the first disciples, Andrew and another. And so we now continuing to read in the next verse, verse 40, 41, and 42, we read in these verses about another disciples. Notice that in verse 40, one of the two, so that Andrew and another, that another disciples must have been John, the one, the evangelist who gave us this gospel. Why? Because he never mentioned his name in this gospel of John. He always called himself the disciple whom Yeshua, Jesus, loved. But now notice, one of those disciples, notice that it says here in verse 40, one of those disciples which heard John speak and followed him was Andrew. You notice that? So one of the two was Andrew. Now what does he do? He was Simon Peter's brother. So he found now in verse 41, he find his own brother Simon. And he saith unto him, we have found the Messiah, which is being interpreted the Christ, the Christos in the Greek. The Messiah comes from the Hebrew word, the Mashiach. Translated into the Greek is the Christos. That's how we get the word Christ in the English. But it's coming from the Hebrew word Mashiach, Messiah. So what happened is that Andrew find his brother Shimon, and he said to him, we have found the Messiah. You remember, beloved brothers and sisters, we have already mentioned earlier that there was an anticipation in Israel for the coming of the Messiah. Over 400 years have passed by since the last prophet of Israel, Malachi, had made a promise that one will come, behold my messenger. He will come to introduce the messenger of the covenant, Malach HaBrit. And here is John the Baptizer introducing the messenger of the covenant. There was an anticipation of the coming of the Messiah. So 400 years, over 400, 450 years passed by now since Yeshua began his public ministry. And here, how precious it is when Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, went to find him and he said to him, we have found the Messiah. The Messiah that Isaiah was speaking about. The Messiah that Daniel was speaking about. The Messiah that Moshe was speaking about. the Messiah whom the prophets of Israel was prophesying, he will come, he will come, he will come. The Messiah that Malachi was speaking about, he is now here. We have found the Messiah. And notice, which is being interpreted, the Christ. You notice that twice in the Gospel of John, John the evangelist, help us to understand that when we say Messiah, Mashiach, we say Christ, Christo, the same person, the same one. In John chapter 4 and verse 25, if you remember the Samaritan woman, she also in chapter 4 and verse 25 said, the woman saith unto him, I know that the Messiah is coming, which is called Christos, Christ. When he come, he will tell us all things. So here, Andrew said to Simon Peter, Shimon, we have found the Messiah. I love this expression because any one of us who come from Israel, from among our Jewish people, when we discover who this Jesus, this Yeshua is, we realize that he is the promised Messiah for our people of Israel. The Messiah of Israel, while the rest, the vast majority of our people do not accept him as yet as the Messiah, but actually, beloved friend, he is the Messiah, the promised Messiah of Israel. To remind you that we are in John 1, there was not yet the church age as yet. The church will be born 3.5 years after this time, because once the Lord ministered among the people of Israel during these 3.5 years, the church was not yet in existence. They anticipated the kingdom is coming. That's why John in the previous verses says, make straight the way of the Lord. As the prophet says, the kingdom is coming, the kingdom is coming, the king is in our midst. The kingdom will be established, but the kingdom was not accepted and the king was rejected, and that's why the kingdom was postponed and the church age will be established. And now for 2,000 years, we live about 2,000 years during this church age today. But here, beloved friends, beloved brothers and sisters, Andrew present before Shimon that the Messiah, we have found the Messiah. Notice in verse 42, how beautiful. Andrew brought Peter to Simon to the Lord, and notice to Yeshua, it says here in verse 42, he brought him to Jesus, he brought him to Yeshua, and when Yeshua beheld him, he said, thou art Simon Bar Yonah. Shimon, Bar is the Aramit for the Hebrew Ben, and oftentimes we are interchanging this, we use the word for Bar Mitzvah, the son of the commandments, when a boy becomes 13 years of age among our people of Israel, he has a bar mitzvah, the son of the commandment. The word bar is equivalent to the Hebrew word ben. Here we find Simon. Here the Lord said, Simon, Shimon, bar Yonah. His father was Yonah, like Yonah Hanavi, Jonah. Thou shall be called Cephas or Kepha. The word kefar is the Hebrew word for stone, or the Aramit, Hebrew for stone. That word is very interesting because it's found in Job chapter 30 and verse 6, and Jeremiah chapter 4 and verse 29. The word is kefim, mean rocks. Your name is kefar, the Aramit for the Hebrew for stone, kefar. The Aramit and Hebrew interchanging. And so you find here that now Shimon was called now by the name Cephas or Kepha, which simply mean a stone. And why? Because Peter, a rock or a stone, a rock, is going to be the one that will become the rock, the pillar in the midst of the assembly. And he will give a testimony that Yeshua Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, as we will read it later on, but we clearly can see it in Matthew chapter 16, where the Lord said to him, "Thou art Peter, and upon this rock," the rock in Matthew chapter 16 and verse 18 is the testimony that Peter, that Cephas gave, that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of the living God. And the Lord said in Matthew 16:18, "I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church." Not upon Peter, but upon the confession of Peter that the Lord Jesus, the Messiah, is the Son of God. And so how beautiful it is, beloved brothers and sisters. And you notice that he changed the name of Simon. He changed it and he said, "Simon Bar-Yonah, thou shalt be called Kepha," Cephas. Now remember, it is very common, you might say, in biblical days, that God himself changed the name of some of his servants. For example, Avram, in Genesis 17, verse 5, his name was changed to Abraham. Sarai, in Genesis 17, verse 15, was changed to Sarah. Jacob in Genesis 32 verse 28 was changed from Yaakov to Israel. Beautiful to see. Here in John 1:42, Peter, or I should say Shimon's name, was changed from Shimon to Kepha or Cephas. Amazing. In Esther chapter 2 and verse 7, Hadassah's name was also changed to Esther. And that's a name that was given to her in the diaspora. Why? Hadassah means myrtle. A Hebrew name was given to Esther, which is star, because of the fact that they lived in the diaspora away from the land. Even Saul, his name was called Paul, because when he lived in the diaspora, his name was also called Paul, Shaul and Paul. In fact, in Revelation chapter 2 and verse 17, we read that all believers, all the conquerors, all the overcomers will receive a new name. It's wonderful. And let me remind you that even the three boys who were friends of Daniel, the three Jewish boys in the book of Daniel, in chapter 1, the Babylonian changed their name to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego because they wanted to indoctrinate them to become like pagans. But their name was Hananiah, Azariah, and Mishael, and also Daniel. Belteshazzar, they gave him another name. So you notice, beloved brothers and sisters, the difference, because in the pagan world, they receive a pagan names in order to hide the biblical Hebrew names which they had, which meant so much. Hananiah means Jehovah had mercy. Azariah means is God is, or Jehovah is my help. Mishael means who is like unto God. Daniel means God is my judge. And Hadassah means myrtle, and her name was changed to Esther. The difference between what happened by the Babylonian and what the Lord is doing, the Lord is actually giving them a biblical Hebrew name or Aramaic name to emphasize who they are and what they're going to do. And in the case of Shimon, he's giving him that name, Kepha, Cephas in order to emphasize the fact that he will become a, you might say, a stone, a rock that will stand for the Lord and be a pillar among the people of God. And so in verses 35 to 42, we find out about the early first disciples of the Lord. So we have Andrew, and then we have John, whose name is another disciple, because there were two disciples of John the Baptizer who followed the Lord Yeshua in that verse 37. And then we have Shimon is introduced to us, whose name was now changed by the Lord to Kepha, to Cephas. Now notice, as we continue on from verse 43 to verse 51, we have the next disciples, which are really Philip and Nathanael mentioned now. These are the early five disciples of our Lord Yeshua the Messiah. And apparently, the first two, which we read about here in verse 35, Andrew and John, the apostle, they were the first one. They left John the baptizer and follow after Yeshua the Messiah. So now let's go to verse 43 to 51, and you notice the following day. Very interesting, because in verse 43 it says, the day following, Yeshua would go forth into Galilee, and notice, here we find Philip. He found Philip, and he said unto him, follow me. Follow me. And you notice what happened. Philip, verse 44, was of Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Apparently, they were all living close by in the north in the Galilee. If you ever travel with us to the land of Israel, you will enjoy to come to the very same location where these disciples have lived. That word Bethsaida comes from two Hebrew words, bait, house. Tsaida, or latsud in Hebrew, means is where you are fishing. You are fishers of men. It's the house where you hunt, where you fish. And so there we find out that in that city, it was the city of Andrew and Peter, and there you find out, verse 44, Philip was of Bethsaida, the city of Andrew, but you notice that he is the one that was called, the Lord called him, he says, follow me, Philip. And so we read in verse 45, beloved brothers and sisters, what does Philip does? After we find out that Philip now followed him, you notice what it says in verse 45, he find Nathanael. And you notice it's so beautiful. One friend find another, one friend find another. And this is so precious because there is this privilege to share with others concerning the Messiah, the Christ, the anointed of the Lord, the Redeemer, the Savior, and it's so important for us to share this with one another, with others, and let them know about the person of Yeshua, Jesus, the Messiah. So Philip find Nathanael. And he said to Nathanael in verse 45 now, notice that. Notice this statement. This is so precious. He says, we have found him. A little bit different than what we read earlier, we have found the Messiah, verse 41, Simon was told. Matzanu et HaMashiach. We have found the Messiah, verse 41. But now notice, it's not so much we have found the Messiah, but we have found him. Who is that him? Who is that him? Notice the him here of verse 45 that Philip says to Nathanael, we have found him. He continues and he says, look at this. That him, that person, is the one that Moses in the law and the prophets did write. Moshe wrote of him. The prophets wrote of him. And his name is Jesus, Yeshua of Nazareth, the son of Yosef. So in other words, Moses in the law and the prophets spoke concerning the coming Messiah. And you remember, beloved friends, that earlier in that very first chapter, when those that came down from Jerusalem, these priests and Levites, they asked John, Yohanan, who are you? He said, I'm not the Messiah. Are you Eliyahu? Well, why he asked them if you're Eliyahu? Because Malachi wrote about Eliyahu that will come. He says, no, I'm not. And then they ask, are you that prophet? Verse 21 of our chapter. And you notice what John says, no, but who is that prophet? Is the one of whom we read in Deuteronomy chapter 18, when Moshe said to our forefathers, the people of Israel, a prophet like unto me, God will raise from among you. He'll be from among you a prophet that will be raised by God, and you have to listen to him. And so Philip said to Nathanael, we have found him. The one that Moses spoke about him in the Torah, in the law. But not only Moshe wrote about him, but the prophet spoke about him. And beloved friends, the whole prophets of Israel wrote about the coming Messiah. And of course, we know that the famous prophecy of Isaiah chapter 53 that we all love to read, of the Messiah that will come, in Isaiah chapter 53, and where we read these famous words, who has believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of a dry ground. He has no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid as he...
You have been listening to the Holy Scriptures and Israel with Gideon Levitan. Gideon teaches God's Word from a Hebrew messianic perspective. For more information about this ministry, write to Holy Scriptures and Israel, Box 1411, Niagara-on-the-Lake, Ontario, L0S1J0, or visit our website at holyscripturesandisrael.com. You are also invited to Gideon's weekly Bible teaching on Fridays at 11 a.m. and 7 p.m., and Saturdays at 1 p.m. at Willowdale Christian Assembly Hall, 28 Martin Ross Avenue in Toronto. Holy Scriptures and Israel is made possible by your prayers and financial support. If you would like to support the program, visit holyscripturesandisrael.com. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.